right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm watching this ridiculous attempt by Joe Scarborough. In the Twit of the Year contest, Joe Scarborough would probably win in the Twit of the Year contest. So they're going after this whole bloodbath thing again.
Oh, Donald Trump said that to bloodbath, and what he meant was political violence in the streets of America.
It's not what he meant. It's not even what he was talking about, you idiots. Oh, and by the way, bloodbath is a term commonly used for a financial disaster, or a disaster in business, or a political disaster. But over on Morning Joe, yeah, they're calling out bloodbath because he said if he loses, it'll be a bloodbath. And what he was talking about was the car industry. If you missed it, I want you to hear it. Anthony, my hero, my friend, tune up bite number one, would you please? And roll it for
Mexico
the good folks.
Mexico has taken over a period of 30 years, 34% of the automobile manufacturing business in our country. Think of it. Went to Mexico. China now is building a couple of massive plants where they're going to build the cars in Mexico and think that they're going to sell those cars into the United States with no tax at the border. Let me tell you something to China. If you're listening, President Xi, and you and I are friends, but he understands the way I deal, those big monster car manufacturing plants that you're building in Mexico right now, and you think you're going to get that, you're going to not hire Americans, and you're going to sell the cars to us. No, we're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
It is going to be a bloodbath for the country, economically speaking, which is exactly what he was speaking about. Of course, on Morning Joe, they're having a panic attack. They're wetting their pants over at Morning Joe because of this whole conversation. Anyhow, now you're informed about what the truth is and what he said, and he's not wrong. And look, as I said, the Biden administration is set to finalize, I just told you this earlier, the major gas and diesel crackdown, vehicles that run on gas and diesel crackdown because of tailpipe emissions, which, by the way, are 400 times less than the emissions created by EVs because EVs weigh significantly more. They destroy batteries and tires and roadways at a rate far higher than their gas and diesel counterparts, not to mention the average price of a new EV in America is well over $50,000, and you can buy a small vehicle in America or a mid-sized vehicle in America from $25,000 to $35,000 brand new, so the price of getting a vehicle to operate that runs on gas or diesel is far cheaper than getting an EV. So that's good for families, not to mention American energy is good for America. America runs on vast quantities of cheap energy, and anything short of that, my friends, is a disaster for you, me, and everybody else. They know that. They know that. And that's why it's all by design. All right, so speaking of EVs and how stupid this all is, China is the number one consumer of coal. China imports and uses more coal than any nation on earth. Most of it's crap coal. High in sulfur, garbage coal compared to what we use in America, all right? That's just the way it is. They use that coal to create energy. That energy is then used to create solar panels and wind turbines that are then sold to the imbeciles in North America and Europe who put up these solar panels and windmills in the idea that somehow they're saving the planet when China and India are increasing their use of coal and putting more particulate in the air than at any time in human history. What part do you not understand? What part are you missing in this very simple diagram? China using coal and natural gas, fueling plants to create solar panels to be sold to Americans. That is, of course, after the solar panel and the needs of those solar panels are supplied by child labor, slavery in the Congo, in Afghanistan, in other third world countries around the world where they're doing artesian mining, which sounds very nice if you're getting artesian bread. But artesian mining simply means they have no tools except for their fingers that are bloody to the stump. And they get about a dollar or two a day, just enough to just avoid starvation and do it all again tomorrow and the next day and the next day. This is what the Biden administration is supporting. If you're supporting this, be ashamed of yourself. And then what do you do with the battery pack? You can't take it to the dump because all of that lithium and all of that nickel and cadmium, it leaches into the ground and into the groundwater. Batteries are a horrible idea. Horrible idea. On a scale like that. Anyhow, but the demand is that it'll be snow plows, it'll be big rigs, it'll be every vehicle. No, it's never going to work. We don't even have the infrastructure for it. But again, you won't have to worry about it if you're in a 15-minute city. Now, will you? You won't have to worry about it if you're in a 15-minute city because you don't need a car. You can walk or use your bicycle or your donkey cart. Donkeys, however, should be outlawed because they have flatulence. Yes, donkeys should be illegal just like cows, you know, which is what they're working on currently. Oh, here's a little tidbit for you. As you see all this garbage, as they flood the zone with disinformation, misinformation, and just garbage information, there's a pack out there, Republican voters against Trump. There's a, you know, so it's on, you know, it's on social media, Republican voters against Trump, Republicans against Trump, and so on and so forth. It's all funded by, you guessed it, Democrats. It's all funded by Democrats. It's not even real. Gee, I'm shocked to learn that it's all disinformation. I'm shocked to learn that social media is flooded by people that have agendas and don't care about you. You're shocked too, aren't you? Yeah, me too. Let's see here. Don't forget this program brought to you this hour in part by Wolverine Soft Water. Wolverine Water Systems has been there for 75 years. Michigan-made products. Michigan-made products. Michigan people putting them in your home. Wolverine Water. And you can learn more at WolverineWaterSystems.com. Get the best water of your life. People that know what they're doing. 75 years they've been dealing with Michigan water. They do it well. They're statewide. WolverineWaterSystems.com. Call my good friend Paul Mahaney today. Get a quote. Get a new system. Get that reverse osmosis drinking water system in your kitchen. Boy, you'll love that. We do. That way your beautiful well water becomes even more beautiful. WolverineWaterSystems.com. Tell Paul I sent you over, and we'll have final thoughts in a moment.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
Get ready, Michigan. There's a new opportunity in town. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. 7 out of 10 high school seniors could get up to $27,500 over 5 years just by filling out the new and simplified FAFSA. Don't miss your chance to let the state shape like a hand give you a hand in paying for college. Check it out at mi.gov/achievement. Brought to you by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.